Let's get it rocking. How to train and exercise your mind. The truth of the matter is that we're not born with a user manual. You have a brain and you're perfectly functioning. You have the ability to work that brain day in and day out. We are that technically sophisticated as human beings that our brain and the body can do anything that we want it to do at any given time, any given day, any given second that you want it to. And that's what successful thinkers do. A successful thinker has just as many fears and unhelpful emotions as you do. But the difference between where you are and what the successful thinker does is that the successful thinker has five things that they do every single day, in my opinion. Number one is that there is no fixation on an unhelpful thought. So if there's a disempowering thought, there's no fixation on it. So a successful thinker does not condition the disempowering thought and emotion. What they want to do is condition themselves to overcoat and antidote that with an empowering, helpful emotion or thought. Number two is duration thinking. The length of engaging with a disempowering thought and emotion is very small for a successful thinker. And as previously mentioned, they condition themselves. So it's very natural to overcoat the disempowering emotion with something that makes them feel good and feel better, that releases dopamine and serotonin. And that's what we need to achieve with you. They don't stay too long with the unhelpful disempowering emotions. Their story. So whatever pain, trauma, or adversity they've been through, they use that for change. So what this means is whatever their personal story is or whatever journey they've been through in life in their past, their story is able to be used as momentum and drive for success and happiness and fulfillment. The unfearing of loss, that's number four, the unfearing of loss. A successful thinker will always see opportunity, and therefore fear of losing something in the process is basically unfeared, usually can be masked with an empowering emotion. So courage is something that takes over fear. Number five is momentum. Every single day is momentum on goals and what they want. Momentum doesn't take days off. Momentum doesn't have sick days. It's ongoing. It keeps going. So if this is disrupted at all, they are able to pick it up from where they left off. For example, daily gratitude to self. And I do this every single day where something I say, or I might do something that will make me feel good and feel better, you know, that you are so grateful for being here, and I'm blessed to be here every single day. This is momentum. When you lose focus, you build up the momentum by giving yourself some gratitude every single day. So moving on, I want to give you some tips that may help you out. So number one is keep the momentum. Number two, don't fixate on the bad, unhelpful, and disempowering thoughts and feelings. Number three, don't think of them for too long. So duration is important. Don't stay there for too long. Number four, use your story as inspiration for change. And number five is do not fear loss.